State agencies are feeling the squeeze of a shrinking budget, and some are using furloughs on a small scale to save a little money. KSK's Monica Gokey has more on what it adds up to.
Being on furlough is sort of like getting laid off for a day. Your employer tells you not to come to work, and you don't get paid. Two state agencies furloughed their non-union employees on Black Friday, the Department of Law and the Department of Administration. Alaska courts were also closed that day as a part of a cost-cutting measure announced earlier in the year. In all, four agencies under the executive branch have approved furlough schemes. Department of Administration spokesman Andy Mills says about 520 employees are affected.
The total number of days expected to be furloughed will total a savings of $562,600 to budgetary cost savings.
That's right, about $500,000. Roughly, it's a little more than 0.1% of the state's estimated budget deficit. It's small. All executive branch agencies saw their budgets cut this year by anywhere from 5% to 35%. With that kind of fiscal belt tightening, Mills says the furlough feels preferable to the alternative.
Most employees do have furlough days very much understand why the state is undertaking furlough days. And that's going to result in savings for the agency without sort of additional layoffs in staff.
Have you done anything cool with your furlough days?
No, extra turkey time with the family at this point.
On the one hand, furlough days are a bona fide excuse to take some extra time off around the holidays, or even days of your choosing, depending on which agency you work for. Some see that as a win. But on the other hand, since the state employees getting furloughed are salaried, they have fixed workloads and fewer paid workdays to do their jobs. The next court closure is the day before Christmas, and it'll likewise be a furlough day for employees of the Departments of Law and Administration. In Anchorage, I'm Monica Gokey.